Meseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik, Haya Mishyarei Knesset HaGedolah. Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash after Ezra HaKohen, he was from the remnant of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Who Omer? He used to say, Al Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid, on the following three things the world stands. The following three things are the pillars which hold up the world. Al HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, as the pasuk says, in Lo Brisi Yomam V'Layla Chukoy Shamayim V'Ores Lo Samti. If it wasn't for my covenant, the covenant of Torah, which has to be learned day and night, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have established the Shamayim and Ores, the Al HaAvodah. And another pillar that the world stands on is on Avodah, her Korbanos, the bringing of the Korbanos. As Chazal say, Umale Mamados Lo Niskaimu Shamayim Ba'aretz. If it wasn't for the Mamados, the people standing over the Korbanos, the Shamayim Ba'aretz would not be able to exist. Now, even though nowadays we do not have Korbanos, we have Tefillah. Tefillah is B'makom, the Korbanos. So therefore, Tefillah is also considered Avodah. So too, being Mekayim the Mitzvahs is an Avodah. The Avodah of doing the Mitzvahs is also included in Avodah. The Al-Gemilas Chassadim. And another pillar that the world exists on is on Gemilas Chassadim. As the pasuk says, Olam Chesed Yibana. The world is built on Chesed. So therefore, by doing these three things, you are being Mekayim the world. Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Antignos Ish Socho, Kibel Meshimen HaTzadik. Antignos, the leader in a town called Socho. He was Makabel his Torah from Shimon HaTzadik. He was a Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik. Who are you, Omer? And Tignos commonly said, Al tiyu ka'avarem ha'misham shen ezara, al menat l'kabel pras. A person should not worship Hashem like an eved who worships his master with in mind to receive gifts from his master. And that is not being oved Hashem me'ava. A person should serve Hashem me'ava. Now, even though we know that a person gets schar, gets rewarded for the mitzvahs that he does, but we have a klal char mitzvos b'hai alma lekem. A person is not rewarded for his mitzvos in this world. So therefore, a person should not think he will get a prop, a gift, for his mitzvah. Elahavi ka'avarim ha'mishanshin etarav shalo amenat l'kabo prop. Instead, a person should worship Hashem like an eved who worships his master without having in mind to receive gifts from his master. This is being obeyed Hashem me'ava bihi mora shamayim aleichem, and so too you should have fear of heaven on you. And even though you are supposed to worship Hashem me'ava, you shouldn't think that you should not also serve Hashem me'ira. As when you are mekayim mitzvah haseh, you should serve Hashem me'ava, but when it comes to lo saseh, then you should serve Hashem me'ira, as somebody who has yira shamayim will be afraid to be over on Isurim, and somebody who worships Hashem Me'ava will be very zariz to do the mitzvot Aseh in the Torah.